How do you expand your concentration and awareness beyond the breath when other conditions arise? I'm not 100% sure what, say, the reference to other conditions, but I'll give a couple scenarios. One is, you know, in terms of other conditions being things that one needs to engage in, so that using the concentration in terms of the mind is settled, it's focused, it's clear, there's awareness and attention, and that is to be transferred over, is to be brought to whatever task, whatever chore one is engaging in. These are the tools of concentration and awareness are not limited to, say, like a meditation technique on the cushion, but these are extremely skillful, powerful tools for bringing into our daily life, into the different chores that we're doing. But it's a different quality in the sense that, again, that clear comprehension needs to play a role in the whatever engagement one is doing. We can't just be focusing and then blotting out the relationship that one has to activity or responsibilities or duties. But that concentration and awareness is a very powerful and skillful tool for engaging in skillful activity. Another aspect of, say, other conditions is that when one uses the concentration awareness on the breath becomes, say, very settled, the body is settled, the mind becomes bright, and there comes a point where, as the mind becomes very settled, that if one doesn't go beyond the breath, then one, it'll keep the mind, say, it won't be able to refine itself as well as it could if one dropped the breath and allowed that concentration and awareness to either absorb into something like a still point of sensation, which can be like the breath is settling, the breath is refining, and it comes into a point, and so that there's a sensation, but it doesn't feel like it's moving. So then one can absorb into that that concentration and awareness on that sense of touch and move into that. Another phenomena that can happen is that as the breath becomes more subtle and steady and still, then rather than the breath itself, there can be an image, oftentimes light, that's a very common, like a point of light can arise. And then to take that point of light as the focus of attention and allow that concentration and awareness to move into and kind of inhabit that perception. So that it's, say, moving beyond the breath, but one still, that what's basically happening is that the concentration and awareness are becoming more steady and subtle. And one has to, say, keep up with that, in that, say, how we pay attention to the object. The object of attention needs to be appropriate to the quality of mind, the state of the mind. As the mind becomes more refined, we need to pay attention to a more refined object. So we have to give the mind some work to do. And if it's too coarse, the mind will respond accordingly. So it'll lose its concentration. So one needs to be adjusting and experimenting so that there's this balance between the object that one is paying attention to and the actual state or quality of the mind itself. So it takes some observation and attention. So those are two different poles of moving beyond the breath.